It is Wednesday, August 21st, 2019, and the updated 24/7 sports rankings for the 2020 class were released today. The legend Brian Snow is with me to break it all down. Brian, Xavier has a three-man class currently committed for 2020. We believe they want to add at least one more guy to that class, but let's talk about the guys that are committed first. And all three of these guys moved up in the rankings. We'll start with Dwan Odom. He went from 44th in the country to 39th. Obviously, that's basically staying the same. He didn't move up a whole lot there, but he did have a good spring and summer. What did you see from Dwan, and what were kind of the conversations behind the scenes like about him?
You know, we've had a pretty consistent opinion of Dwan this entire time. I mean, he's moved up or down maybe a few spots here or there, but we've always felt he's a true point guard. He can really get into the lane, great athlete, tough kid, needs to work on his shot. I feel his production was really good in June and July, and ultimately that's what led to the slight bump. More what had to do with it is some guys reclassified into 2019 from 2020. I don't know how many players he jumped, maybe a couple. But, that's why he went up a few spots. But our evaluation of Dwan has been pretty consistent. So there were no changes in our mind. You know, a jump from 44 to 39 when four guys leave a class really doesn't say a whole heck of a lot. But, you know, what it does mean is we see more and more players before every rankings update, but it means we feel strongly that he is that caliber of prospect, and that the fact that he isn't falling shows that he keeps getting better.
The most recent guy to commit, but the second highest ranked in the class currently, is Colby Jones, and he went from 114 to 108 in the class. Again, not a big jump, but with Colby, it's kind of interesting because he's a guy who came onto the scene late this spring and had just sort of jumped into the rankings to begin with. So talk about him from an overall perspective, where your evaluation started with him in the spring and where you kind of ended up on him in July.
You know, Colby's a kid I didn't really know about coming into the spring, and then saw him at an event, thought he was okay. Then I saw him a few more times. He's been better every time I've seen him, which is a good sign. I think we're being conservative with the ranking a little bit here. And a big reason for that is we have no idea how well he does or doesn't shoot the basketball. I mean, when you take so few jumpers in an age where making jump shots is really, really important, you know, that limits kind of what we see you as a prospect for the most part. But with that said, you know, he's a four-star player. We love his versatility, love his ability on defense, can play a whole lot of positions on offense. It's going to be interesting to see when he's with his high school team, is he even going to take jumpers? Colby's an interesting case. There are people who have seen him work out that swear he makes shots. But you have to show that in a game. So, you know, he jumped up a few spots. And in Colby's point in the rankings, when you do go up a few spots, that means you've actually gone up a lot. Not a lot, but you've gone up more than it looks like, because we see so many new players that come into that part of the rankings. With a player like Dwan, we don't just discover top 50 players very often, but we do discover guys around that 75 to 125 range quite a bit and at different points in time in their development curve. So with having Colby go up some spots, that was a more favorable impression of him. But again, we're going to have to monitor during the high school season to see where his jumper's at, because if you're not a threat to shoot in any way, shape, or form, that does become a problem. So that's why he fell just right outside the top 100.
Yeah, I totally understand the jump shot limiting his upside. But man, I mean, I liked him a lot when I saw him in May. And then July, when you look at what he put on tape at the Peach Jam, I'm a little shocked he wasn't inside the top 100, but I thought he had a great July.
Yeah, he did. And there's no two ways around it. He's been really good every time we've seen him. So, you know, we went, I'll be the first to admit, I think we went maybe slightly conservative with this one. But at the same time, you know, there is that one glaring concern, so we took it for what it is.
C.J. Wilcher was the second guy to commit, the third highest ranked in the class right now. He is at 113, and that was a bit of a jump because he was at 134 after the latest rankings in the spring, and he had struggled to shoot the ball in the spring. We've talked about that a decent amount, and I have to imagine the bump back up in the rankings here is strictly due to the fact that he showed he could shoot the ball again as well as anyone in the class, right?
Yeah, and it came down to the concern was, and I've stated this before in the spring, like, okay, now that he's at the 17 and under level and given that he's not the most athletic kid, is he going to be able to get a shot off? Is that really going to bother him? And he went through a weird shooting funk in the spring. But he came out of it in July, and he also made shots in June with his high school team. So we bumped him up about 30 spots, I think it was. And that's a pretty significant jump, so to speak. So, you know, we felt good about that. And he's always going to have athletic limitations and defensive limitations. So there's always going to be a ceiling, maybe, you know, in the 75-ish type range on him, no matter how well he plays, just because there are those physical limitations. But, you know, the jump up was indicative, and he got his four stars back on our site. It was indicative of him shooting the ball once again and proving that he can do it at the 17 and under level.
And CJ is a really good shooter. That's why they're bringing him in. But he's not like just a standstill guy, right? What's kind of your impression in terms of his playmaking ability and craftiness? Because I do think there's more to him than just being a spot up guy.
Yeah. He knows how to play with the ball. He's not Trayvon Blewett. Let's make that clear. But whereas like Trayvon wasn't athletic and, you know, wasn't explosive, but he could still get his shot off and still knew how to get places on the court. CJ has a lot of those same qualities. I think he moves pretty well without the ball, and he's just crafty enough to get enough separation with the dribble to get his shot up in the mid-range. He's not going to get into the paint very often, but, you know, he knows how to create space for himself, either using screens, moving without the ball, or even some with the dribble.
Brian, with the commitment of Colby Jones last week, this class has kind of come into focus for the Xavier coaching staff in 2020, and we've made it pretty clear that the top two guys on the board right now are Jalen Bridges and Ben Carlson at that forward position. Jalen Bridges, another guy who saw a jump in the rankings, he went from 77th to 67th. Ben Carlson dropped slightly, going from 81st to 86th. What did you see from those two guys this spring and summer?
You know, I thought both of them played well in the summer. You know, Ben went down a few spots. That's just kind of a function of, you know, other guys coming into the rankings. And
he missed some time with an injury as well.
Yeah, and he did miss June with an injury. But I thought he played pretty well in July. That was just kind of – we have the same exact evaluation on Ben. It's what he is. He's a top 100 player, probably not a top 50 player, but you could slot him anywhere 70 to 100 type range, and I don't think you would get much of an argument. He's big, he rebounds, he's a solid outside shooter, not a great one, really good straight line driver, especially against bigger players. So we like that. Jalen Bridges, what I really like to see is, you know, he proved early in the spring that he can really make shots. And then he proved late in July that he can really make shots. But at the beginning part of July, down in Birmingham, he wasn't making shots, but he still found a way to really impact the game and make winning plays. So that got us to bump him up a few spots and made us feel good about his direction as a player.
Brian, just a couple other names to kind of mention here that Xavier was pretty heavily involved with before locking Colby Jones up. Jalen Clark went from 70th to 68th. Niles Lane went from 65th to 106th. And Gabe Madsen went from 170 to 131. Jalen Clark obviously remaining about the same. You probably didn't change any opinions on him at all. But Niles Lane and Gabe Madsen both saw a bit of a change in opposite directions there. What did you see from those two guys that caused the big change?
Yeah, Niles just really struggled in July. And also at the end of June in the second team camp that he went to, he wasn't great either. So we felt a little market correction was needed there, and it still kept him as a four-star but dropped him down. Gabe Madsen, we just felt after seeing him in July, you know, we had him a little bit too low. I think we kept him right outside the four-star range, but real high three-star. But we felt, you know, he fits in that range better than outside the top 150. His shot making was good. You know, he's a little bit tougher, a little bit more athletic than we realized in the spring. So, you know, he earned a jump up. There's no doubt about that.
Any sort of overall thoughts on this 2020 class that stand out to you after going through the rankings and really kind of paying close attention to detail on this class?
I think it's a really deep class. You have a lot of players from like the 50 to 150 type range who are going to be really good college players. You know, I just think there's going to be a lot of depth here and a lot of big contributors, even outside the top 75. And when a kid like Ben, you know, for instance, Ben Carlson ranks where he does, you're looking at it like, man, that kid's going to have a good college career. I don't know where he's going, but he's going to have a good college career wherever it is that he goes. So I just think the depth of the class stands out to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing I think when I don't see these guys as much as you guys do, and I don't make the rankings, you know, I just don't have the perspective of the entire country to have a good feel for it. But I will say, just from seeing them in person, if you can rank Ben Carlson 86 and Colby Jones 108 in this class, that means you must feel there are some dudes in this class to go along in that same range. So I'm interested to see these guys get to the college level and see what type of impact they make. Snow, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for listening, everybody.